Well, thanks to Hannah and Nathan for reading those verses so beautifully to us. Shall we pray as we come to God's word together? Father God, thank you for your word to us. Thank you that while it was written hundreds of years ago, it still speaks to us today. And I pray that you'll help us this morning to hear more of you as we enter this new year about what it means to follow you in our world today. Amen. So we're actually going to start this morning with that time-honoured post-Christmas tradition of a quiz. So I hope you've all brought your brains with you. We're going to see some pictures on the screen. Hopefully most of you can see the screen. And as Joy has said, our theme for this morning really is about stars. And I want us to look at these pictures and think about what the stars represent in all of these different pictures. So if we can have the first, we've got the first one, brilliant. That is, of course, the flag of the United States. And what do the stars represent in it? Just shout it out. The states, absolutely. So the states of America. Let's have the next one. What does that star represent? It is the Star of David. So it's the symbol of Judaism. Nobody really quite seems to know how it became the symbol of Judaism, but that's how we know it today. And the next one, an emoji. What are the stars in that emoji? Starstruck, absolutely, yes. That is the starstruck emoji. So if you've just been up to London and accidentally bumped into your great hero, then that's what you might post on Facebook to show how you're feeling at that time. Okay, if we can have our next one. What are those stars? The Hall of Fame. That is indeed the Hollywood Boulevard of Fame. Halle Berry and Charlize Theron are the two names I can read on there. So that's stars in the perhaps the same sense as starstruck. If we can have the next one. Okay, this is a real challenge. This will make me judge you whether you do or don't know this one. They don't really look like stars, but they are. Anybody know what they are? They are Michelin stars. So if you go to posh restaurants, you should see those on the store. There are quite a few of them around this area, so it's not unusual. So, yeah, okay. This is a bit of a geeky one from me. Starstruck lovers. This is Romeo and Juliet. Had to get a bit of Shakespeare in there somewhere. This is the use of stars that we use to mean things that are in our destiny, things that are in the stars, things we've got no control over. We use that word in the English language quite a lot. And we've got one more. This is for children of the 80s. Five Star. Yes, Mandy Maskell. That is Five Star, who did have a couple of number one hits in the 1980s. So stars. Stars are words that we use all the time for lots of different kind of reasons. And then we've got one more picture, which is, of course, the Star of Bethlehem, the star that the wise men followed to find Jesus. But the thing about that star is it's not just the star that they followed. As Joy said, the Bible talks about Jesus himself as the morning star. So that star isn't just something that was followed, it was what they found as well. There are three different places in the Bible where Jesus is called the morning star. One is in the Old Testament, in the book of Numbers, and then twice in the New Testament. Paul and John in Revelation use the same words to talk about Jesus, the morning star. What is the morning star? The morning star is that one that shows that the darkness is about to end. Night is ending. Daylight is coming. If you lived in somewhere like Finland, where the sun doesn't rise for up to 50 days, imagine the excitement of seeing the morning star. And what we have in Jesus is that morning star coming for the Jews after hundreds of years of silence from God. The morning star is coming. The darkness is ending. Daylight is coming. And that then leads the wise men to one thing and one thing only, and they worship him. They're not from the Jewish tradition. They haven't heard all of the prophecies that all of the Israelites, the Jews, had. But they still recognized who that child was, and they bowed down to worship him. I've often wondered how they knew that they should even follow the star. How did they know? They didn't have all of that knowledge. And if it was so bright and so big that they had to, why didn't everybody else follow it? It raises so many questions. But they knew, and they worshipped. And we're going to think a little bit about what it means for us to worship. And that's what that passage in Philippians is about, that we're going to look at in a bit more detail in a minute. But before we do, we are going to sing again. And we're going to sing a song that talks about Jesus as the star of the morning. But it also talks about some of the other names that the Bible has for Jesus. It kind of lists loads of them. So as we're singing, let's think about what this tells us about who Jesus is. And then we're going to go on to think about what it means to worship him. So let's stand and sing. Take your seats. That song, as we said, is a reminder of all of the things that Jesus is, and we can't begin to look at all of them in one morning service because there is so much encompassed in him. But the wise men knew who he was, and we can tell that from the way they worshipped him, but we can also tell that from the gifts that they took. There's a joke been going around the internet that had it been wise women, they would have taken nappies, baby grows, and a bottle of gin, which might have been more suitable than gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But actually, gold, frankincense, and myrrh tell us who Jesus is, who is this child that they're worshipping. The gold they took was a symbol that they knew he was a king. They knew that while he was born in a lowly way of lowly people, he was a king. They went to the temple to start with, but no, they found the king in a house. But they still knew who he was. Frankincense was a symbol of a priest. That doesn't mean a priest like Joy, someone who's been ordained. It means a priest as in someone who is a gateway between man and God. The priest in the Old Testament was one person who had to go through all sorts of rituals to be allowed to enter into God's presence. They knew that this baby was a way to God. And myrrh was a symbol of suffering and death. They knew that this child would die for humankind. So they knew who Jesus was. The gift that they took show that. And the fact that they bowed in worship to him. And actually, that second passage that Nathan read for us this morning tells us, that passage from Philippians, it says, we must think and act like Jesus Christ. We must be like that child. That doesn't mean we should be kings, obviously. But it says that in that passage, it points to the fact that he indeed is a king. It says not only is he a king, he is equal to God. But even though he is equal to God, he didn't consider that something to hold on to. He let go of it to become a man, a human being like you and me. He was a priest. He made himself man. There's no greater bridge between man and God than God becoming man. And myrrh, he died on the cross. It talks about that in the passage. He humbled himself, obeyed even when it caused his death on a cross. So those things the wise men saw about Jesus are things that are brought out in this passage. And they worshipped him. And it says here that everyone will bow to Jesus at some point. So all of those things about the wise men are things that we see in that passage in the New Testament as well. And it goes on that passage to say how we should respond when we recognize that about Jesus. And there's loads and loads of things in there. But because we're thinking about stars this morning, that's the verse we're going to focus on. It says, you are living with crooked and mean people all around you. Among them, you shine like stars in the dark world. As Christians, as people who know who Jesus is, who follow him, we are to shine like stars in the dark world. It's very easy when we look at the news to see the darkness of this world. Perhaps for some people here, it's very easy to see it in your own personal life. Darkness is easy to find, but as Christians, we are to shine like stars. Stars, remember, don't have their own light. They reflect the light that comes from somewhere else. And the light that we are to reflect is the light of Jesus. The baby, the child that the wise men followed the star to see and then worshipped. This term in church and in Pathfinders and in All Stars, we're going to be thinking about mission, about what it is to take God's word out into the world. And that basically means shining like stars in the darkness. How are we going to do that? That's probably going to look different for each one of us. There may be people we know that we want to come to know the love of Jesus. How are we going to reflect Jesus' love to them? That's something we're going to think about in a moment as we come to prayer. And we're going to start our prayer. I'm going to pray briefly for us, and then we're going to continue in prayer as we sing our next song. This song is a prayer as we offer up our lives to Jesus. And then Caroline is going to come and lead us in a prayer activity after that. So let's pray together. Father God, we thank you that at Christmas you brought light into the darkest of places. Thank you that we can shine your light into the darkness of this world. Help us to see the darkness and help us to reflect your light in it. as we offer our lives to you afresh this year. In Jesus' name, amen.